Hello Nigerians, hello Africans. My name is Michael Jinodu and I'm here on my talk show to talk about Nigeria and its origin. To understand Nigeria, you need to appreciate where it came from. In 1900, Britain officially assumed responsibility for the administration of the whole of what we now know as Nigeria, from the Niger Company and then gradually over the years. British protectorates were established through the true territory. In 1914, the protectorates were amalgamated into one Nigeria. Administration and military control of the territory was conducted primarily by white Britons, both in London and in Nigeria. Following military conquests, the British imposed an economic system designed to profit from African labor. The essential basis of this system was a money economy, specifically the British pound sterling, which could be demanded through taxation, paid to cooperative natives, and levied as a fine. The amalgamation of different ethnic and religious groups into one federation created internal tension which persists in Nigeria to the present day. So let's further talk about the missionaries. Portuguese Roman Catholic priests who accompanied traders and officials to the West African coast introduced Christianity to the Edo Empire in the 15th century. Several churches were built to serve the Edo community and a small number of African converts, which direct Portuguese contacts in the region were withdrawn. However, the influence of the Catholic missionaries waned. By the 18th century, evidence of the Christianity had disappeared. Although churchmen in Britain had been influential in the drive to abolish the slave trade, significant missionary activity for Africa did not develop until the 1840s. For some time, missionaries operated in the area between Lagos and Ibadan. So let's go into commerce. The principal commodities of legitimate trade were palm oil and palm kernels, which were used in Europe to make soap as lubricants for machineries. Before petroleum products were developed for that purpose, although this trade grew to significant proportions, palm oil exports alone were worth 1 billion euro a year by 1840. It was concentrated near the coast where palm trees grew in abundance. Gradually, however, the trade forced major economic and social changes in the interior, although it hardly undermined slavery and the slave trade. In conclusion, in order to take over the territories from the Niger Company, the British government paid £865,000, a huge amount of money, in the 1900s. So let's establish a simple truth. The British didn't travel halfway across the world just to spread democracy. Nigeria started off as a business deal for them between a company and the government. Incidentally, the Niger Company is still around today. Only it's known by a different name, Unilever. But that's another story for our next show.